Chief Commander Q.
36 Jesuí fica Commander Q.
Chief Commander Q.
In spirit and
Regeneration. Fungi generate soil that gives life. The task that we face today is to understand the language of nature. My mission is to discover the language and nature of the fungal networks that communicate with the ecosystem. And I believe nature is intelligent. The fact that we lack the language skills to communicate with nature does not impugn the concept that nature is intelligent. It speaks to our inadequacy in communication. We don't get our act together, come to commonality and understanding the organisms that sustain us today. Not only will we destroy those organisms, but we will destroy ourselves. We need to have a paradigm shift in our consciousness. What will it take to achieve it?
If I die trying, but I'm inadequate to the task to make a course change and at least in life on the planet, I can't try.
The fact is, I tried.
How many people are not trying? If you knew that every breath you took could save hundreds of lives in the future, have you walked down this path of knowledge? Wouldn't you run down that path as fast as you could?
I believe nature is a force of good. Good is not only a concept, it is a spirit.
And so hopefully,
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Monday, August 26, 2002. I think it's morning time. It's probably maybe 10 o'clock, 10:30. Walking down the lamplighter's road between the Burning Man edifice and Center Camp, Black Rock Desert, Black Rock City, Nevada. Dearest Lisa Marie, this is a letter taped to you. I don't know exactly when you'll hear it, but I think you will. I know you will. I've been in Black Rock City, well, I guess maybe it's Black Rock City even before the festival begins, but I've been here since Saturday night with Sean Lamont, Stacy Schoenhart, camping with them. We call our camp Tripping Duck Camp. Morning. Which is part of a larger village called Evil, which is mostly made up of little camps of people from Seattle. And I've been thinking about you and me, and I can only think that we go on and on, and I think it's something we both agree to. It's what we want, what we do. We're really dear friends, and we love each other unreasonably deep. We love each other to levels that are beyond reason. But those are good levels. So I'm walking on this flat desert floor, surrounded by mountains. The sky is kind of a hazy blue. The sun is out, but it's not too terribly hot. And and I love you. I haven't said that yet on this tape. And I love you. I haven't said it twice yet, but now I have. I'm dusty from head to toe. Toe. Dusty. Got suntan lotion on, which I really don't like. My hair is dusty and long and stringy, so on. My face is shaven, or at least it was shaven as of a couple of days ago, so that's good. I don't look like a whatever. I hear you in my head a lot. I know you want to get your life together, and you want to feel like you've really begun it. You're tired of being controlled and being hurt, being deceived. I want to marry you. And I think you want to marry me. I know you want to marry me. There's... there's something I was thinking this morning about living in faith, acting in faith, believing in something, and I mean, when I left Seattle, you were freshly parted from Donald and all the harm he caused you. I'm sure you're thinking a lot this week about me and about yourself, what you want to do, and you're probably job hunting. I'm pretty sure you are job hunting because I know you don't want to live with your brother. And I guess I just keep thinking that it's hard for me to be here without you. But even though you and I are apart right now, geographically, we go on. We go on and on. It's, your heart is as deep within mine as mine is within yours. And you know I love you more than anybody else. So I'm wanting to learn about how you and I become us in a, I don't know, in-person way, ongoing way, consistent, honest. I'm always here. I'm never there. 'Cause here is where I'm in, and when I go to there, my here comes with me, 'cause here is there, and there is where I'm in. I can't sing that song. I wanted to sing it to you, but I can't remember the words. This tape will now begun will follow me through the city, through the festival, through the week. I'm glad I've begun it, not knowing exactly where it's gonna go, but glad that it's begun. I love you, Lisa Marie, and I want to marry you, and I know in a way we're already married. We're already together. I want to marry you here next year. Or marry you on your birthday. Or marry you on the day we met. Or marry you some other day. I think you want to live in Portland a while, but I think that eventually you might want to find some place that neither you nor I has attachment to. I know that you value your mother greatly, but that she has to understand the choices you make and want to make, and if not understand them, at least respect them. I'm going to try and... this won't all be just me soberly talking. I'm going to try and record the sounds of the city, and I'm gonna take pictures too and write stuff, and I don't know, just generally kind of bring it home to you. You're here with me. Yeah, I'm being serious right now. You're here with me. You've been here with me the whole time. You were here with me on the way down. in Oregon, there are white butterflies everywhere. And I told Sean and Stacy about when you send me white butterflies, it means you're saying I love you, and they found that sweet and endearing and funny in a nice way. And then we got here and camped, and right near our camp there's another camp with one of its art cars it's like a little golf cart or something with butterfly wings on it, and excuse me, sneeze. And what can be said, but you're protecting me, you're thinking about me, you're waiting for me, and you're wanting to live, and you're wanting to not be dead, and you're wanting to choose life, and that's wonderful, because there's so much you haven't seen yet, and experienced, and that you will. Promise. More later. Thank you.
Thank you. great plan for you guys. I'll see you around. Have a wonderful week. Don't forget to freak out, but, you know, in a healthy, peaceful way. Make sure you got your shit dealt with before you spew it on people. And make a lot of love.
Commander Q.
36 Juífi Commander Q.
Commander Q.
Spirit and all radio.
Something in the way she woos me. Thank you.
It's Monday night. I don't know what time it is. It could be like 10, it could be midnight, it could be 2 a.m. I have no clue. Anyway. Well, I overheard a conversation about the butterfly garden. I got to Victoria. You went to Lisa and, I thought it was pretty funny, actually. It was like, once again, butterfly. And that's cool. It's really fucking cool. Oh, there's a cool song in the background. In the distance, excuse me. My Sharona, my Sharona, dude, Lisa, I was dancing so much tonight, and I was just stoned on a pot party. I'm not even tripping yet. I love you so much. You're gonna think this tape is just a fucking goofball making me to tape, and you know what? You're right. But I'm your goofball. And, like, I'm in the middle of the fucking desert at this weird fucking place. And I love you, man. It's like the world exists and I love you. That's really how I feel. There's the whole world. And some of it's really wonderful and some of it sucks and some of it's in between. And then there's you and you're just... And I know, like, the recent months have sucked between us at times. And times they haven't sucked. I mean, I keep sort of thinking about things, ways you told me that you loved me in your indirect, circumspect kind of way. Oh, I use the word circumspect, I bite my shoulder. But even though things have sucked sometimes and quite lost each other, never. It's real because it's endured. And I just wanted to endure more. I mean, I want to go on. I don't want to have to endure more shit, but I wanted to go on. And I want us to go on. And I can't wait to be here with you next year. There's so much that has to go on between this moment and next year when I'm here with you. But that's okay. It's okay. When I get back to Seattle in a week, I want to have heard from you. That's all. I want you to have written me in spirit plans. I want to have an email from you there. It's like that's more important than, I don't know, just about anything. An email to say you're alright. Say that you love me, and to say that you're waiting for me to get back from Burning Man so we can get together and see each other. I hated that guy was in. Never seen that he really appreciated you the way I do. And he was keeping you from me, and I need you. I need you to be mine. And I want to be yours. I mean, I don't want some other guy in the way. He was in the way, and job, I've got to figure out how I'm going to live, but I don't want to do these things without you. I mean, you're my wife. I'm saying that aloud to a tape player in the middle of a crazy place, but it's true. You're my wife. My wife, I'm your husband. And vows I never thought I'd take with anybody. I just want to take them with you. Hi, Lisa. I don't know if this fucking tape machine is working. I've been talking into it. I'm not sure that I've been talking into it with the pause button on. So do I start again, or do I continue? I don't know. It's, night. I'm walking across the Black City. A man at the top of a lighthouse to my right, and near its base there are people dancing with fire. And behind me there's a whole bunch of stuff, like in the distance there's all sorts of camps. And I danced crazy at night. And I saw girls that looked like you. And they were like, me. I love you, Marie. I love you. I need you. You're my wife. I'm your husband. And I want to marry you. There's so much has to be done between now and next year when you come with me. You and I come down from Portland together. Be excited and ready with me. And like being here with Sean and Stacy, but the tension that flares between them on a daily basis is kind of perturbing at times to me. Because I don't know what to do about it. Sometimes I kid them about it, and sometimes I keep my mouth shut. Sometimes I walk away. I don't have any like way to deal with it. That is the way that I work. Every time. And I'm walking toward what looks like a giant green pyramid. Well, lighted up like a giant green pyramid with a blinky thing at the top, and then in the middle there's this sort of yellow trail that sparks up to the top. Pond. It's all these, they're metallic lilies in kind of a pond array. Hundreds of them in a pond array, and they change colors and stuff, I think. You touch them, or some aspect of them changes colors. And I'm heading back toward the camp where I'm staying. Book bag she helped to taught me to get Value Village for $5. And she decorated that with doodads. So I'm really like wearing total Stacy art. I think you both would benefit from knowing the other. You're both really cool, and I think you both have a good time together. She's a really cool person. I'm glad to know her. I'm glad she's my friend. You're my wife. You're my true love. I know that I'm in this moment. Across the dark desert. I know that I'm in this moment, and it's because of a moment. The sky is full of stars. There's a half moon waning. But I know that another part of me is just Lisa. Yes, in a way, it's a good thing I'm out there. Because it gives you a chance to work your thing out. If you want to be in Seattle with me, I'm in Seattle. That's fine. If you want me to be in Portland, Seattle, that's fine too. But one way or another, I need a job. I'm walking through Berkman, first official night of the festival. I'm walking through Black Rock City, the first official night of the Burning Festival. And Black Rock City job.
Sanyo X with Commander Q.
36 X with Commander Q.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
Okay, it is... Wednesday, May 18th, 2022, at about 4:11 p.m. Walking down Derby Road, Yonkers, Massachusetts. Haven't done entry in a few days, I guess. So here's one now. My time has primarily been working pay job and working on Sendical. I have Gumby and Cheaper along. Cheaper is Gumby's partner. I thought they would both take pictures. Get any on the rock. Just to see how they take different pictures. The typing of several things and the editing of one. Many music is typed. Kathy's going to type Labyrinthine, and I've been deep into the typing of Bags and News and of the Scripture Press History, and I've also been working on the Ultra Mainland Dream Map, Volume 11, which is not typing, because it's not type, it's editing, which is, of course, a very different kind of thing, and it's a very different kind of piece. It's about 25 pages long, and I'm about 3/5 of the way through it. It'll probably get slightly longer as I continue to edit it, which means breaking it up into paragraphs, tweaking here and there, taking notes about what I'm reading. It's a slow process, and so I'll be doing it now tonight for the third night in a row, maybe fourth night in a row. But it's good. It's a good process. It's fun and interesting. And honest to goodness, what I really want to do is I really want to get all these things typed, if possible, by tomorrow. And that's a big deal because there's a lot to go. And then what I want to do Friday is I want to read through everything in the issue because I want to try and I want to try and get it as close to done as possible so I can get it printed sooner than later and get the final version posted. And it's an April issue that is, and it's now May 18th, so the fact that I've stuck with the April label, it's more stubbornness than probably anything else. I have stuck with it, and that's how it's going to be. And it's certainly a good issue. I sent out the Jellicoeville cards for Saturday the other day. I guess that would be Monday, a few days ago. Or maybe yesterday morning, I'm not really sure which. Yeah, the meeting's not real until the cards are sent out, which they are now sent out, both electronically and by postcard. So that's good, and I've contacted various people that want to come to the meeting by Zoom, and some have agreed and some haven't applied, and so it's the usual thing. There's nothing different about it this time than previous times. I set the Zoom part of the meeting for 10 o'clock, just so that Martina, who is in California, if I can snag her to come, then it'll be 7 o'clock her time, not 10 o'clock in the evening for her. And it's usually about an hour and a half, that part of the meeting. And that's fun. The cynical's made. The meeting actually starts pretty close to 8 o'clock. That's much more preferable to otherwise. But yeah, so that's going. Dream Maps is interesting because it's got a number of themes this time. Sometimes in the past it's just been a collection of dreams that I sort of work up into something that's sort of faux narrative. So it's like it's a unified piece, even though in many ways it's not. But this time it has much more of a unified feel to it. For a short time, and I'm used to Gumby. I'll get used to both, and they'll work together, and that's how it'll be. Anyway, so the Dream Wraps this time is ever more complex, both in its content and in its process of creation. What I've done this time, and I don't think I did it in previous times, what I've been doing is I've been listening to the audio recordings of the Dream Wraps from my radio show, from which the text that I have in hand derived, but I've been listening to the audio as well to make sure the transcription doesn't have any errors to it, but that's probably secondary to just reacquainting myself with the dream raps in their original form and going from there. I can't say why that's important, but it feels more comprehensive to do it that way. And so what I do is I turn on dream rap after dream rap one at a time, and I have the text on my computer screen, the Odyssey screen in Word, and I read along as I'm listening, and and then I make my adjustments on the fly. A lot of it's formatting, because a big, each dream map is a big block of text, pretty much. So I'm breaking it into paragraphs, but I'm also taking notes as I'm listening, just to start to find patterns in the text. Because, I mean, the thing to keep in mind is that these are, it's 36 pieces. And they were created in similar ways, but they don't form a real genuine continuity. Though in a way they form a, some of them form a faux continuity, because they feature characters from one to the next. And so there's that. But I'm always doing this, or I've always been doing this along my way with the thinking I'd eventually come to here where I am. And now here where I am is here, making the dream raps for the cynical, for the April cynical. What makes the dream raps volumes interesting more as they go along is that I'm taking material that is separate and blending it. Blending it from 36 pieces into one continuous piece. And each time doing this is a little different. It's not something where the process is quite the same each time. It's similar, but there's variation. For example, I don't think I'd listened to the actual audio in previous times, and this is my 11th time doing this, so that's new. Also, some of these dream raps are very purposely, especially the latter part, they're from last year, the dream raps that were on my radio show last year, 2021, January to December. The later ones feature Dreamwalker, who's one of the seven heroic brothers who first appeared in Many Music and have now been scattered to my various projects for the Great Grand Braided Narrative, Gerger, Burton, for Friendly. And so this is the Dreamwalker strand of the braid. And he shows up in the last, I think, six of the 36. And one of my challenges is how to take those six and integrate them with the other 30. I've had a thought that I think I'm backing away from fast, that this volume would be somehow constitute Dreamwalker's journal, because he makes handmade books. That's one of his characteristics. One of the things about him, aside from dreamwalking, is he likes to make handmade books and give them as gifts sometimes. Seems like all the brothers have at least one. So I thought, okay, well, maybe this will be Dreamwalker's journal this time, and that will be a way of justifying him being in it and prominent in it, or make it sensible anyway. But then, as I've been going through them, I have kind of thought, well, how in the devil is that going to work? Six of them are about him, told in third person, pretty much, I think. The other 30 are not about him. Are they stories he's telling, adventures he had? I don't really know. I haven't gotten to the point where the text is all ready for me to go to the next stage. The first stage is just formatting and familiarizing, would probably be a good name for it. And the next stage is involves a spreadsheet. And in the spreadsheet, I'm going to add columns, a bunch of columns, and each column is a aspect or characteristic of the dream wraps. And then each row is a dream wrap, and then they correspond, like a given dream wrap has a certain characteristic. I make a little note in that box where the two cross, the column and the row. And if not, I just make an X or whatever. And so I start to look for dream wraps that have shared traits, characters or themes or words or whatever. And then I start to think, well, do I want these ones that have these similarities to be near each other? If there's a number of them, do I want to scatter them throughout the text? Maybe it might be that every sixth one is of this particular kind of shared traits. Or maybe I pile them together. I'm trying not to actually think in advance about how I would do this. I'm trying to let the volume emerge from what I find along the way instead of trying to impose upon it presumptions. I think imposing upon it the presumption of Dreamwalker's Journal was actually a warning to me that it would be not a good idea to do that, than anything else. Much better idea to not do that, to see what emerges. Because sometimes the best ideas emerge in the process, like within the process. Sometimes good ideas create the process, and the process begets the, you know, comes from the good ideas. And sometimes it's actually opposite in fact. Sometimes it's along the way the ideas come. The ideas come as the text is closely identified, as it's studied, as it's sort of broken apart into various constituent components. I mean, that kind of thing is just as true. Neither one is necessarily more true than the other in any given instance, but I'm trying to let what's there coalesce in a way that seems to make sense as the process goes along, rather than saying it's going to be Dreamwalker's Journal, and I'm going to alter the text in every which way that doesn't make sense according to that idea to fit it. I'm not thinking, no, I don't actually want to do that. It probably makes it harder in a way, because then the form, the final form and shape are slower to emerge. But I think that'll be better. And it could be some part of it's Dreamwalker's Journal. It could be that there's something else that's going on that involves his journal, but other things. I don't know. I don't know. And aside from the fact that the clock's ticking down over the course of the week, I don't mind not knowing. I'd rather not know and just keep letting the process be a collaboration that forms what it forms as it goes. Like, what emerges from the process of doing it. So, I don't know if I was on the listening end of all this talking, if I really have any idea what I was talking about. But let me put it in a more general sense. In poetry, there are what are often called poetic forms. And the poetic forms are like a sonnet has a certain number of lines and a certain rhyme scheme to it, sort of a like A, B, C, D, A, B, A, B, that kind of thing, where the rhymes of the lines alternate and they hook up with different ones. And the number of lines is set. In haiku, it's all about the syllables. It's three lines, and it's about the number of syllables, and to a certain degree, it's about the themes one tends to write about in haiku. So, you're starting out with a form, a set of rules about that form, and then into that form, you're pouring, almost like in a cookie cutter, you want to make a round cookie, you have a little cookie mold that's round. So, you can approach it that way, or you can start with the content and see what forms emerge from that content. I mean, if you start with the content, you could end up with a poem that's really long or really short, or where the lines are really long or short, or where there's rhyme, or different kinds of rhyme, or off rhymes, things like that. I don't think that either one is really right or wrong. I just think that it's important to know that there's many options, and the best options are the ones that work, and figuring out what that means keeping an open mind for as long as possible and trying different things. If one thing doesn't work, then another. I'll tell one more story on Instagram today. I take a look at other people's posts, I add followers, blah, blah, blah. But there was this guy who posted something about the fourth wall. He was taking a poll about should the writer break the fourth wall or not, and I posted something like, well, fourth wall breaking is a tool in the writer's kit. Do it when needed and see how it goes. And his reply was, the editor doesn't like it. And I said, well, just find yourself a new editor. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do. And if the editor doesn't appreciate it, you gotta move on to something else. Move on to a different editor. It's a really different approach. Okay, anyway, that's it for now for this. More later.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Saturday, May 21st, 2022 at 7:52 p.m., Bungalow C, Attic Study, Melrose, Massachusetts. Well, the Jellicle Guild was supposed to be tonight, but I've been working on the notes from England Dream Ramp, so I'm 11, and I did not finish. And I knew I wasn't finishing way back about 3 hours ago, and so I contacted all the people that were coming tonight by Zoom and told them my apologies, delayed till Sunday. Told Cassie first, and she understood. So I'm now deep into getting this done and having a good long evening to do it, and hopefully it'll be enough. It's not that far. I'd say it's a bunch of work, but none of it's hard work. So it's essentially moving around things and getting things into shape. But I come up here because I just wanted to work up here for a little while. And I printed up the 36 dream maps that I'm working with and put them into groups, and I'm now gonna figure out what to do with them on paper, and then when that's done, I'm gonna go back down to the office where I've been working and get the thing done. But hopefully this will work. I'm really hopeful that this will work. And I see no reason if I just keep at it, it won't. So, more later, possibly tonight, as I keep at it. It is Sunday, May 29th, 2022. At 11:56 a.m. Bungalow C, outside at Bella Common at Gila Mon Wilds. This is a little sitting area that we created some years ago. We put down a kind of a flooring. We have two Adirondack deck chairs and a fire pit and a little table between the chairs and some stones around nearby and an umbrella that comes out for the sun. And it is a perfect place to sit on a pleasant sunny day. And I thought, as contrast to walking along Derby Road and being up in the attic, I would record a little section of this volume up here. The music in the background is a Joshua Redman album called Sun on Sand, collaborative with Scott Colley and Satoshi Takishi. It's such a good album, we've listened to it twice in 2 days. Cassie is addressing the question of the low stone wall that borders the back and side of the backyard. It's about 10 feet out from the side fence and about maybe 5 feet out or so from the back fence. So there's room for a Bella Common and there's room for all sorts of greeneries and some trees.
But her puzzle is that the stone wall was falling down, which made it a hazard for stepping on and coming on and off of this sort of little terrace back here. So she set herself the task of getting these stones right. Just to catch up and conclude, I finished the dream wraps for the Senecal Jellicoe Guild meeting. We had the meeting on the 22nd on Sunday and on Monday night because he took so long. And I've been working on doing the final proof of the Senecal since. And yesterday, one of the big tasks I had of this long weekend was to final proof those self-same dream wraps, which I did. And I added a few bits here and there, but overall, it came out pretty well. I didn't feel like my efforts were subpar. It's good new volume. And then last night into early this morning, I was listening to the 2022 dream wraps so far, because they're all Dreamwalker dream wraps, which relate to his narrative, which are part of the Great Grand Braided Narrative, Gerger Burton for Finley. And so I've got that ready for more to come in coming within shows. And today I'm going to do more Senecal proofing, journal catch-up, secret book catch-up, and creature date. But it's nice just to be out here for a while. 3-day weekends are good for expanding the playing field of when things can be done. And so, and thus and so, tis so, as it were. I think that's it of need for now. More later. It's 7:22 p.m. attic study, same day, work table, bungalow C, Milkers, Massachusetts. I just recorded a little bit of my other voice journal, which is really funny because I have two different tape players, two different series that comprise one whole series, and I'm transcribing the creature tale from the cassette to my secret book here in LAP, and I just thought it'd be funny if one recorded the other. And I did, just for my own amusement, because they were both here, and I'd never done that before. Who knows? Maybe I'll do it again, but it's funny that that little section of audio will be in both volume streams. I have a funny sense of humor, to put it nicely.
Daniel X with Commander Q.
36
Jesuit
Commander
Q.
Commander Q.
surprise, the other two mice ran. It was the bronze room, it was the tapestry, they cried quickly. And
everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going well, the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave.
Thursday, June 2nd, 2022. At 4:32 p.m., I'm walking down Derby Road, Milkworth, Massachusetts, toward the corner store to get some cookies for yet another episode of Married at First Sight. Never been to a little dinner. I think it's the final one of the season. Don't seem to be able to end. Seneca 119 is done. It's released online. It is finished for that purpose. More remains on it. But
Not much is indeed done. He got released yesterday, June 1st, even though dated April. It's a relief to have done, and so the promotion is going to go on daily for most of a month. It's like, I don't do it every day, but just about every working day of the week, I post an excerpt from an article articles that like figure out the issue. I go from beginning to end and put in a little something, an image with a piece of text, and that constitutes the promotion online. And that's pretty good. It's a pretty good way to approach it. It doesn't take too long to do it, but it's pretty effective. Scriptorepress.com gets about 300 visitors a month. 300 plus, I think. I haven't been able to really drag that up any further, but at the same time, it's not really gone down either. It's not really trending up or down. It's like 320 or something, but I have these stats I look at online. And it's pretty steady at 300 and something, more or less. So that's pretty good. The press Twitter account is approaching 1,500 followers. The Instagram account is slowly approaching 900 followers. Facebook I've done less with. I think there's like 500 followers there, 500 friends, I think they call them. But the Twitter one pretty much gets, I'd say, 5 to 10 new followers a day. Whether I post anything or not, it's sort of evolves on its own. I think that posting's a good idea, but I think that even if I go several days without posting, there's still more accounts to have on. I guess there's no end to people who come upon it in different ways. It's just sort of a living thing there. And when I look at the statistics, a lot of people do come from, are led there by the Twitter account as well as the Instagram account as well as the Facebook account. So they all work. I don't know exactly what would be the goal of trying to get more. It probably would involve spending money or more time or something. So I'd say it's okay as it is, and it is from all around the world, so that's nice. I've been working a little bit lately on the radio Twitter account. It was at like a 95 followers forever, and I drug it up to 133 with some follows of other things and then follow back, but it's not enough to really like just do it on its own like the press one does. But the press one's at nearly 1500 and the radio's at 133 or something, so it's not even close. Anyway, so there's all that. It'll keep getting promoted. Needs to get printed, 20 copies, and I need to get the December Jellicle Guild audio edited, 8 hours down to, or 9 hours, it usually edits down to about 4 or 5, and it takes a long time to do it. 120 copies to print with highlights, discs, they're not done yet, and then they get packaged and they get mailed and the archives get done, and it's all going to take probably the entirety of the month of June, and so I have to be working side by side with that on the June Cenacle, which I already have some work on, but a lot more is needed. So that's all pretty good. Going to the corner store now for cookies. I'll resume this trilling. Returning the way I come. So I think that Cenacle 120, June 2022, is going to be released in the first weekend of, around the first weekend of July, which is a way shorter time period than the April one, which took 3 months, approximately. The good thing about this one is that I'm not also writing Baghdad News in the same time period. It doesn't resume until the fall. And I'm not writing Dream Reps, which is done for the year. Remember, that would work to resume next year. So, it's fewer moving pieces. Also, the history piece, I actually wrote more than I put in the April Cenacle. I wrote more, but I didn't finish what I was writing. So, I need to finish it, but not sort of start cold. And I think Notes from England is going to be possibly another great grand graded narrative piece. I'm not positive about that. But it's a possibility, since I wrote about the Great Grunberg narrative in December. It's now been almost 6 months since then, and it might be interesting to revisit the topic and see how I put it together. Now, I was attending this one. So it's certainly going to be the part two of my Burning Man piece from last October issue of 2021. But I don't really have anything all that good to say about Burning Man, and I don't really think I have a long length of things to say. I mean, it just doesn't seem like something that would be... I don't want Notes from England to just be my disappointment how it all went. Not terribly interesting to read about. But so the Great Grand Barrier narrative might be more interesting to write about. I don't know. Just sort of mulling it for the moment. Bags and news needs to be typed up. I need to write new mini musics. But the first of the six that I'm currently in the middle of, I think the first one was going to be the hardest because it was going to be the one getting the series going. I'm hoping the next ones are easier. I have this hope and feeling that the smaller time frame is tracking overall less work. That's what I'm thinking. Radio has resumed, and while I'm doing this new cynical, as well as getting the April cynical finished and out, I'll be doing radio as well, track side by side. With the cynical folks, the different contributors, we've been putting together an audio tribute to one of our own, Martina Newberry, who's a poet who lives in Los Angeles, just published a book of her poetry. She's published a bunch of them, but for some reason this one, I don't know, this one's gotten the attention, a special attention. Another friend, Judy Weinstein Hagai in Israel, interviewed her for her radio show, Spirit World Versus, which is on Spirit Plants Radio. And I've got a bunch of people, copies of the book, either electronic or printed copies, and everybody's recording their favorite poems from the book, and I'm going to put it all together in some kind of audio file with music. So, many, many, many things.
All right, it is Wednesday, June 8th, 2022, at 7.08 p.m., Bungalow C, Attic Study, Work Table, Millcrest, Massachusetts. I'm going to make sure I'm not about to run out of tape. Hang on. Good thing I checked. I don't have a ton of time left on this volume. Luckily, the tape player, a E-T-E-K-E-S-S, Technis TR-606. Lucky there's a window to show how much tape is left, so that's good. I'll just track it that way. I may run the gamut on this volume to the end, or possibly not. So catching up, I've been slow to everything lately. Let's see. I'll start at the core of my being. My journal was behind for days. There's even a day I didn't write anything, and that sucks. Beyond and above all else, that sucks. But I feel like I'm crawling back a day late, and so that's good. It's a relief. That's core. My journal's caught up. Secret book's caught up. And I'm working on the rest. Cynical 119. Problem with printing it. Problem with blue cartridges specifically. For printing it in color. All the other cartridges seem to be fine, the yellow and the red, but the cyan is a problem. So, haven't yet solved that, but working on it. The online version is being promoted day by day, once a day, in consecutive order. I pick out a piece, a passage from the piece's content, and a picture associated with the piece, one way or the other. That when the piece is not actually visual, because we have several photo galleries in the issue. But anyway, one way or the other, pick it out and sling it around Instagram, Twitter, and several Facebook accounts. That's how I do it currently. That's after the initial slinging it around even other places. But for the ongoing thing, it's essentially Twitter, Instagram, and a few Facebook accounts. I can't say I honestly know where else I would sling it around, though I'm certainly open to ideas and thoughts that may come at some point, I hope. Anything would help. But the good thing is that since I track the people who come to scriptorpress.com, and people do come. So it's about 300 people a month, which is a lot more than it used to be and a lot less than it could be. I don't know what the goal number is, but ever upper incrementally, maybe. Burning Man 2021, not going. However, interestingly, the Burner Express bus, which you would have taken if we could have gotten tickets, it turns out this year they have this higher level they've just introduced of
getting a bus ticket and an event ticket. So, and that's not like making you have to pick a camp and join it and whatever. So maybe next year tickets will be a little easier to get, and Cassie and I will be certainly more knowledgeable in how things are and all that. Work, I've been leaned into being a team leader, which I'm fine with. I'm still learning what that means. It's not intuitive to me how to be a leader of tech writers, or even how to work with tech writers necessarily, especially in a formal way where I'm actually responsible in some manner. But I woke up this morning and decided that I'm just going to do it because I don't want someone else doing it. It's on me. But when I have influence in how things are, I've got to put my shoulder to the damn wheel regarding it all. So I tried that today. I'll try it tomorrow, and I'll keep trying it day after day thereafter. It matters. I give a fuck. And I want that to be clear every day to myself and others. So I'm going to spend tonight. I started a Sherlock Holmes story days ago. I'm going to finish. I fell asleep during it because it was probably a poor time to be reading it. I'm going to finish that, and then I'm going to dive back into the Great Grand Brave narrative, Gerger Burton for Friendly, and figure out where it's going over the course of the summer and how it's going to mix with Seneca 120 Summer 2022, which I've decided the issue shall be labeled. A good day, a good one to report on. Maybe that's why I'm recording from this, because it was a good day, and this it should be shared this way as well as others. And it's better to do than not. It's better to try than not. It's better to hope than not. That's what I've got. That's what I've got. On to the next volume soon.
Sometime I'm being low. I call another brother. some popcorn.